trusting guide on the pitch. Perspective matters. 2 Kings 6, 15 through 17. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Perspective. Elisha's servant was scared to death of what he thought he saw. We also get overwhelmed by what's in front of us and miss what's with us and within us. Elisha, though, is the peaceful, calm voice of God, reminding us that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. But like the servant, we need people around us to remove the scales, take away our blinders, and help us to see what we cannot see. Here's my question. Are you seeing what God is doing, or only what the enemy is showing you? Whew, man, let me ask that again. Are you seeing what God is doing, or only what the enemy is showing you? Let me see if I can put it this way. A couple of days ago, I was listening to a podcast, and a man was telling a story about the Japanese koi and how it lacked perspective and it limited its growth based on its surroundings. When in a bowl, it grows to 2 inches. When in a tank, it grows to 8 inches. When in a pond, it grows to 18 inches. But when it's in a lake, it grows to 42 inches. Can I just tell you that the koi fish always has the potential to be 42 inches? But it can be restricted by its environment. And guess what? So can we. We can let the environment, the box that's been put over us, the box that's over our mind, the circumstances that we find ourselves to restrict us, and we never reach our full potential. God's desire for us is that we always grow to our potential, that we're always aiming for the 42 inches. But the enemy's plan is to keep us confined, constricted, and small. If we're ever going to be who God is calling us to be and step into the thing that God is calling us to step into, we have to learn how to defy the box the enemy has created for us and live up to the possibility that God has designed for us. Listen, you will never become what you're supposed to become until you defy the box the enemy has put you in. It is time to break out. It's all a matter of perspective. Like Elijah's servant, we can get caught up focusing on the things that don't matter and miss the things that do. God is really up to something, but can you see it? Oh, I hope you can. Let's pray. God, don't let me miss your handiwork because I'm consumed with the enemy's false works. Change my perspective, open my eyes, and help me break the mental, physical, and emotional restrictions the enemy has been trying to put on me. I am ready to break out. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.